Hello, everyone. Just once again, I'd just like to reiterate, you know, how awesome this day was for our organization, especially these players who achieved so much this year. But for the president to have us here today as his guest was truly an honor and a great day for, like I said, for our organization. So without further ado, we're here to answer some questions. You guys feel free, ask any of us.
Coach, compare this to the last time when you came, you know, as an assistant to Shanahan. I mean, just your experiences.
Yeah, it was that was great too. You know, hopefully get a chance to do it again someday. But it's just special. You know, there's been a few months past since we shared that special game or that special moment as a team, and this kind of is a chance to get everybody back together, spend a day together, and recall, you know, what exactly happened that day. So, like I said, it's something you'll cherish for a lifetime.
Coach, has the NFL contacted you about the allegations in the Al Jazeera program, and have you investigated them any further?
No, ma'am. Excuse me?
Why not?
I have no comment on that. I'm sorry.
DeMarcus, you've had such a long career, and obviously winning the Super Bowl kind of highlighted that, but then your summer was pretty amazing too. Can you talk about this summer, and have you had any time to kind of step back and realize what's happened in the last couple months?
I think, you know, for me, off-season is off-season, and I mean, it was perfect, you know, winning the Super Bowl, starting the year off that way. And then, you know, me and, you know, Demaris, we took couple trips together to South Africa, to Cape Town and Sabi Sands, and just enjoying life a little bit. And so I think that was our detox time to just let everything go and now just getting everything back in order and getting ready for this season.
Can we talk for a quick second? I just told him I thank you for what you've done for my family, for getting my mother clemency. We talked about my grandmother, had to do a little application to get everything done, and he looking into that to try to help her out as well.
Did you give him a letter today?
I did. I gave. I had Patrick give it to him, and you know, I wrote something, you know, thanking him as well, and a little couple points on you know, what, you know, my mama wanted me to say to him, and a couple other things.
Do you know what his reaction was?
I don't know if he even read the letter yet.
Like he remembered when you talked to him?
Yeah, he do. He held me there for a little second. You know, everybody was going by just shaking his hand, and you know, we had like a 45-minute, you know, little conversation. I mean, 45-second conversation. So it was cool.
Vaughn, did the president say anything to you? Anything you remember about what you guys talked about?
Oh, yeah. He said he liked my shoes. you know, he liked my dance moves, too. So everything was all good.
What's it like for you to be back in and around the guys?
Oh, man, it's great. On the bus ride to the airport, the plane ride here, I mean, I just felt complete. I just felt back at home, felt normal, you know, for once over the last couple of months. And this is where I'm, you know, myself, when I'm with my teammates and I'm with my boys. So it was a special day for me, and I'm looking forward to, you know, having more special days like it.
You remain confident that you'll get the deal done?
We've made real progress over the last couple of days, and I'm very optimistic about the whole thing. So I remain optimistic about everything.
What was it like being with the president in his last year in office? And what struck you the most about spending time with the president this afternoon?
It's you know, when you see President Obama on TV, and it's like I don't know. It felt surreal. You know, you see him on TV, and you know what you hear about him. You know what type of guy he is. But when he's right there, he's all of that and more. It was special for me. I know it's special for my teammates to, you know, share this moment with him today. It was great.
You just swap a lot of jokes back and forth. He was so like
cocky smack. Oh yeah, it was great. You know, President Obama is, you know, my type of guy. He'll fit in the locker room with us any day. You know, I talked to him briefly. You know, everything is gonna be okay on that end.
Did he have a special suit that he was gonna wear today or something?
I would like to think so. You know, to leave, he's that type of guy. So I'm pretty sure he had a all white, red, white, and blue suit, you know, ready to go. So, you know, I'm sure he had something prepared though.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's gonna be okay.
Training, and he won't be in the locker room.
you know, you can't replace a guy like Peyton Manning. You can't replace a teammate like Peyton Manning. For us, for me, DeMarcus and Demaryius, we all got to pick our, you know, our leadership up to fill that void. And you know, it was special to have him here, and it was special to have all our teammates here. You know, I said that before, and it was extremely special. It was something that I hold close to my heart for the rest of my life. I haven't had a chance to pick on him yet, but he looks like a superstar to me. I mean, you see his dance moves, and you see the way he carries himself and the confidence that he's had. You know, I feel confident, you know, in Paxton and his ability. Mr. Elway, he's made a lot of great decisions to put us in a situation that we are here now, and I think picking Paxton Lynch was another great decision for us.
Hey, Coach, what did it mean to have the guys who left in free agency or left this offseason come back and be a part of this today?
That's a great question. You know what? That was really special. I said to Steve Antonopoulos, our trainer, as we were walking through the White House, I said, you know, you don't realize the magnitude of change in the NFL until you go through something like this. And you know, we're missing, what, guys, about 10 to 12 of our, you know, heartfelt teammates. But they're with us today. That's a moment that we'll always be able to carry with us our entire life, that football team. But for them to come back and be with us, it meant a great deal.
Coach, can you just tell us what your day was? What did you guys do? Just toured the White House? What happened?
Well, it's been a long day, but it's been a great day. You know, we started off, I personally got to spend some time, a few of us, with the Wounded Warriors, which was, you know, very special.
Where was that?
South Lawn, if I'm right. I don't know. did that, toured the White House, you know, learned a lot of great things, and just spent some time with some great people here. So other than that, it's just been a special day for us as a football team and some of our families with us also.
And you all came in yesterday?
No, we came in this morning. We started about 5:30 this morning. We're on our way back when we get through.
How much time did you spend with the president?
I got to spend about maybe 10 minutes with him before we actually went out to the podium, you know, for the event right there. So got a chance to visit with him, John and I, and Joe Ellis and Miss Boland. So spent some very special time with him. Enjoyed it.
Coach,
did
you talk to Aqib? Do you know how long?
Yes, I have. I talked to Aqib at length yesterday and again this morning. The most important thing, he's okay. And our steps right now are to get him back to Denver here, hopefully either tomorrow or Wednesday, and get him headed in the right direction.
Coach, we saw the Broncos tweet about Peyton Manning throwing to a Wounded Warrior.
Yeah.
What exactly was the interaction that your players had with him today?
Well, it was just that. We spent some time with him, threw some balls around out on the lawn, signed some autographs, but really just talked to them about their lives, where they're from, those type of things. So it was really neat.
We have time for two more. Coach, has Aqib been released from?
Yes, he has. He's been released from the hospital, and like I said, our expectations are to get him back to Denver tomorrow, Wednesday. Thank you very much. Thank you.